She's still going.
Wait, shh, don't wake her. Let's see if she can sleep throughout the entire show. Oh, almost as cute as the first one.
Ah, man, but speaking of sleep, I had a great sleep last night. Got like a full 9 hours, a sober sleep.
I can tell you with it.
It's really, sometimes you just need it, like once a week, you just need like a solid, long, sober sleep. And it's like, oh, I'm a new woman.
It's absolutely true. Yeah. Woman, That teases one of our stories because it's about social addiction, social media addiction. I feel like we've done that story many times before. But they said that like one of the main things that people want more than more social media is sleep.
Yeah.
And I slept for about 14 hours last night. Aggressive, needed it kind of thing.
I don't feel bad about it because, and I take a lot of naps. We all know this. I am not a mother. Okay.
As far as you know.
As far as I know, I am not. A doctor who has to work overnights or long hours, long shifts. I'm not a lawyer. You know what I mean? Like since I have the opportunity to sleep, I would be a goddamn fool not to take it.
Yes, yes, and yes. You know? And I've said it millions of times. In real life, I really don't have much going on with me. But in Sleepland, I'm an astronaut.
Are you really?
Or a superhero, or sometimes I'm a cowboy. You never know in this whole dream time that John Hall sings about.
Do you have dreams that you remember?
Yes, all the time.
Do you have recurring ones?
Yeah, falling. Lots of falling.
Really?
Yeah, and I enjoy them. I like that feeling.
Oh, so they're not...
Well, welcome death.
They're not terror dreams. They're like...
Well, yeah, I'll still wake up after I land. And sometimes I'll actually land. They always say if you die in your sleep, then...
Yeah.
And yet... Still,
but you're alive.
Yeah.
You don't die when you land.
No. Yeah, I'm just kind of sitting there laughing like the Joker at the end of the Batman.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, I don't know. It's probably something that should be examined, but I can't afford therapy.
I always think it's so funny. If I do have a very vivid dream, I'll try to look it up and then see like what it meant.
I believe that about you.
And I'm always sort of like horoscopes. I'm always like, well, that's wrong. That can't.
It's not what you wanted.
That can't be it. I'm not insecure.
No, that part I will give you. You are not.
But it used to be I would have recurring dreams about needing to use the bathroom. And there's just a toilet in the middle of an open public space. It would be like, I'm here at work, and I'm like, where's the bathroom? Can I gotta go to the bathroom? And you're like, there's a toilet right there, Joanne. And then me,
why do I always show up in the toilet dreams?
Me, like, sitting down and like, carrying on a conversation with people, and it's just, like, very awkward and weird. But now my dreams are about other people's incompetence. Where I'm at in my life.
Do I show up in those dreams, too?
That my horror dreams are just about other people not doing their job. Like more recently, I had a dream that I was on an elevator and it was crashing to the ground.
Oh yeah, that's a falling dream.
Like enough feet that I would die.
Yeah.
And yet I didn't. So I didn't leave the elevator like, oh, thank God. Yeah, you're supposed to jump, John. I see you doing it in the booth.
I was saying, towards the end, just give it a little jump and it's all physics at that point.
Yeah.
You're fine.
But at the end of the stream, I didn't walk out of the elevator like, oh my God, I survived. This is amazing. I left thinking, who is the motherfucker that did not do an exam? Or like, who didn't inspect this elevator? Why did it? I pay good money to be in this building. Why is it falling?
So yeah. Basically, instead of like the video we had of the dogs running in their sleep, you in your sleep are just yelling at some telemarketer, like some incompetent person. Yeah, I can see that about you. I can absolutely see that about you. Or even just yelling at someone while you're on a public toilet.
But like, I'm too old to be crotchety, you know?
I think you were born crotchety. In every way, someone can be crotchety. That's how you were born. That, a lot of people say, oh, he's an old soul because he likes something that was before his time. You're an old soul in the fact that you complain a lot.
Get off my lawn. I hope to one day have a lawn, but I'll still yell it.
Why would you ever, you of all people would not want a lawn? The maintenance.
I do love greenery, but I hate bugs. I hate bees.
Oh, I hate bees. I say good riddance when they go.
Yeah, allergies. I like the idea of it more than it.
Well, speaking of allergies, oh, that's a bad transition. Again, I value my own public safety. Gino and Aaron had a guest today.
Oh, yes, I saw.
Yeah. Well, I saw that you didn't want to be in the green room for a little bit.
Well, no. At first, you're like, look who's the guest today. And I was like, oh, it's Bradley Cooper.
I never have told her that how that works. That might have actually been Aaron rather than
Bradley.
But
it was Bradley Cooper. Mm-hmm. And then I saw that we had our neighbor on.
Mm-hmm. We had our neighbor on. We had Gabby Hoffman on.
She's
a delight.
She's settling in nicely.
She really is.
She's really starting to understand the show for what it is, and she's leaning into it, and I appreciate that.
She's leaning so far into it that I feel like she's gonna fall on it.
Maybe.
Yeah, and maybe take some people out with her on that fall. There were two things that stuck out with me as far as her most recent visit on Gino and Aaron's show. The first one being Aaron simulating masturbation while John reads Congo in the background. I don't know if we have that clip,
yeah,
but that was my favorite part. By far. John was so entranced by the words of Michael Crichton that he did not notice Aaron masturbating to all things that Gabby was saying.
Crichton or Crichton?
I never knew that. Wait, how do you pronounce it?
I think Bill was correct. Crichton.
I love that sentence.
Well, I thought it was that too, but then I feel like someone corrected me once.
I could be wrong.
I was like, that seems wrong.
And I really like dinosaurs, so I should know this. But the other thing that was my takeaway from Gabby's most recent visit was, and it was the entire sentence, and she said it a million times, and it was never really, it was lost on her that perhaps it was problematic. And these were her words, not mine. She kept going back to the fact that her cousin, her kind cousin, quote, worked with retards.
You think that that was the best part? I thought the best part was that when she said she wanted to sleep with a retard.
Oh, well, thank you. That's why you're a much better editor than I am. She wanted
also,
to sleep
her with... words, not mine.
Yes, exactly. We have to keep saying that. She wanted to sleep with a retard because they're probably not narcissists, which stands to reason.
Yeah.
But she kept using the old R word and chastising Gino for saying politically incorrect things, again, which I thought was hilarious. But it reminded me of one of my favorite scenes in Something About Mary.
Okay.
Have you ever seen it?
Years ago.
Yeah, Something About Mary is the kind of movie, if you were older, and again, you're an old soul, that's the kind of movie you would get cast in. Like that, you would be good in a movie like that.
Yeah, I was born in the wrong decade.
You really were. Another possible Lady Gaga sign. Oh, there's John. talk about dreams. That dream, unfortunately, is going to happen to me tonight. Just John reading Congo while Aaron's jerking off. I'm going to have that on repeat in my head. Was wonderful. But anyway, the whole Gabby Hoffman, whatever it was, reminded me of this particular scene with Matt Dillon and Cameron Diaz.
Your passion is my hobby.
Really? What's that?
I work with retards.
Isn't that a little politically incorrect?
Oh, the hell with that. No one's going to tell me who I can and can't work with, right?
No, I mean...
We got this one kid, Mongo. He's got a forehead like a drive-in movie theater, but he's a good shit.
He's
so he don't bust
shit.
His chops too much. So one day, Mongo gets out of his cage.
What, they keep him in a cage?
Well, it's just an enclosure.
No, but they keep him confined.
Right, yeah.
That's bullshit.
Well, that's what I said. So I went out and I got him a leash.
A leash?
Yeah, one of those ones you can hook onto the clothesline, and he can run back and forth, and there's plenty of room for him to dig and play. That kid is really, he's really blossomed, you know? Now I can
feel like this is what Gino's apartment looks like. Just a little leash for him to play.
Baseball games. Fun stuff.
Yeah. Sounds cool.
Oh, yeah, it's cool for them, but for me, it's much more than that. For me, it's heaven, you know? Those goofy bastards are just about the best thing I've got going. It's crazy world.
Oh, man. That movie still holds up. I'll tell you what. And there she is. There's Gabby dancing. Just let it breathe it all in right there.
This is a sleepy Gino cup, and he looks the same way when you kill him. That is a warning.
Look at that. Yeah, the Gino cup was a warning. That's how Gino's gonna look when she stabs him to death.
Oh no!
Yes!
Is this mug cleaning up, Angel?
Oh man. Who needs to watch Breaking Bad when all the meth is getting cooked right across the doorway? There we are dancing to...
I do love, though, that Lady Gaga is always John and Garrett's go-to.
Yeah.
She requested it.
Oh, she requested
yeah.
it? I mean, I've been here in between shows. You guys still listen to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, you know what? They were born that
Man,
way.
I don't know what I love more. Dancing or chair dancing?
My go-to is taking the water and just throwing it on you like that. A little flash dance.
Oh, I thought it was a little water, you know, a little Catholic.
Says the person that didn't go to Ash Wednesday.
Peace be with you and with your spirit. No, fuck, what is it? We shall draw water joyfully.
You're the worst Catholic ever. Joyfully? That's not part of the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get the
From the wellsprings of foundation.
That's not it either. You might as well be speaking Latin right now.
I think that's the lines.
I don't.
I was in children's choir. I know stuff.
Luckily, you were the right gender for that. No priest was going to pick on you. I know we won't say what it was for, but how did the audition go?
The audition went really well. I signed the NDA, so and then I got the script, and I had about 4 minutes to look over it. It was just two lines, which I just memorized in the 4 minutes. Then I go in. I didn't even look at the paper. They had me do it. They had me do it again with a little direction, and I felt really good about it. So it just depends on what they want. It's for, like, a TV anchor, so it just depends on what look they're going for.
I Googled, because I knew a little bit about this program, we will mention, but I Googled it afterwards, and it's big. Like, that's a huge show.
Yeah.
And the main actor in it is a great one. He's one of my favorites. So that's very cool.
I would find out today, most likely, if I booked it. For these small co-star roles, they pretty much tape it, they send it off to the directors and the production team. That night, they look over it, and the next day, they make offers.
Let me ask you this. In my mind's eye, I feel that if you get the role, the first thing you'll do is you put on Lady Gaga, and the second thing you'll do is you'll chair dance.
Chair dance?
Yes. Woo! Just sitting there by yourself, chair dancing all over the live long place. Possibly on a leash, possibly calling yourself Mongo. Because
I just want to dig a hole.
I love this goofy bastard. You know what? In this crazy workaday world, she's all I've got.
What I love about that
And I like
scene.
It when she digs.
That scene, I'm like, are you talking about a dog? Does he really just work for the ASPCA and he got confused?
Yeah, it's a little bit of both. A little bit of both. Any fun plans for this weekend?
No. Working.
Working it, more like.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, no, tomorrow, excuse me, I'm waiting for my present, National Women's Day. Is that what it is?
Wait, isn't it Women's History Month?
It is.
You guys already have a month.
But there's a day, International Women's Day.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So, you know, my Ukrainian ancestry is especially happy.
You know, Italian is also international as well.
True.
Yes.
But they speak, no, they speak Italian. Ugh, you know what? I'm just batting zero.
Last night? Yeah.
But yeah, so for all of our ladies watching, all three of you, thank you.
Two
we appreciate you. And yeah.
Well, and speaking of one lady in this green room, We have back one of our favorites, Keanu Thompson. And, you know, Gino and I were recently on her The Week in Sex podcast.
Did that come out yet?
It came out.
Did you listen to it?
I tried listening to it. I was very scared. Here's the thing. It wasn't just Gino and I on the podcast, but an entire bottle of Jameson.
Yeah.
And I listened to some of it on the way over here, and I couldn't do it because I have to say, I will give Gino credit. He speaks quicker, and if anything, he's even more funny when he's on Jameson. I speak slow. I start to slur real quick. Like, I'll slur real quick, but then I'll maintain. And I was annoying.
I love how you're telling this, like, we don't all know this already.
Yeah, I know. But here's my favorite part of the little bit that I listened to, and I couldn't do it anymore. I was getting nervous. Keanu goes to Gino, "Gino, are you wearing product?" And Gino looks at her and goes, "Oh, daddy doesn't mess around." Anytime he says daddy, I giggle. But yeah, daddy doesn't mess around. He will put on product for a podcast that has no videos.
That's so funny.
God bless Gino.
And will look like a piece of shit for his own show.
Yeah, thank you. Exactly. He doesn't know that there's cameras here. But yeah, it was some rough stuff. It was heavily edited. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
You're welcome, Gino.
That's one of the joys of technology.
It is. It is. And edits away all of the problematic things that could affect his income. If I had income, maybe it would affect that as well, because it's guilt by association.
Yeah.
Unless there's anything else you want to get to, let's bring in
I have something real quick.
Oh, please, Garrett.
Michael Crichton.
Okay, thank you.
Michael Crichton. Michael Crichton.
Who is this bitch? Right? I want her job.
It's so mean.
It really is.
Really offensive.
Like, hire James Earl Jones. Don't hire, like, a girl on the rack.
This is super condescending. I wonder what the casting was for that voiceover work. Like, wait, okay, I'm sorry. Can you do it again? But make sure that the listeners know they're wrong.
I love this. Like, wait, are there other ones we can do? Do nomenclature.
Michael,
I always mispronounce that.
Crichton. Michael Crichton.
Fuck you.
Michael.
Who hurt you?
Crichton. Michael Crichton.
I can tell she's flicking me off right
Crichton.
Now. Oh, can we do another one, or does she only do, like, so many?
She only do Michael Crichton.
Yeah, is that
what
it?
What do you want her to pronounce?
Let's do nomenclature.
Maybe she does all Michaels. Michael Clayton.
It's not Michael Pfeiffer. Clayton. It's Michelle Pfeiffer.
Nomenclature.
That one was less bitchy.
Nomenclature.
Oh, I like it with an accent.
Yeah. Nomenclature.
Nomenclature.
Can we Google whether or not she's single?
That's like laboratory.
Ooh, I like that too.
Again, it sounded Irish. It wasn't
I like it when the British say schedule rather than schedule.
Mm-hmm,
schedule.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You're on my schedule. What's another one that you have a problem pronouncing?
Worcestershire?
I can't do that.
It took me years to get it down.
Because you had a British boyfriend.
Or some people might say Worcestershire, but I think it's Worcestershire.
I think I say that.
Wait, who made that?
That
That's
Mongo.
Hysterical.
That was Mongo. That's how I pronounce it. That's it.
It's like a verified pronunciation account.
That is incredible.
Fucking great. I'm trying to think. I feel like Matt Dillon needs to take care of him.
Oh, man.
Oh, God, this is great. What's another one? I cannot pronounce so many things. Schedule. It depends if it's a British person. They'll do schedule. What else? Neophyte. Or Luddite. Well, Luddite's easy. I think it's with a PH. And don't do the British accent one because that'll just sound pleasant. I like the bitch.
Neophyte.
That guy just sounds like he's from the Czech Republic.
Neophyte.
Neophyte.
No one says it like that.
Neophyte.
Neophyte. Neophyte.
What about espresso? I'm kidding.
You would pronounce it that way.
Or scissors. Or Pischetti.
You sure you got rest last night?
Espresso. Espresso.
There is a slight...
That's a straight to gay dictionary,
there's a slight gay lisp there. That's funny.
Espresso.
Espresso.
How about all, like, bottomless brunch? How do you pronounce bottomless brunch?
I'm a bottom brunch. I'm a bottom brunch.
If I am not doing well on Grindr, I am bottomless.
Oh, nice.
Thanks. You know, I still got it. All right. Unless our guests have some pronunciations. Oh, I may have mispronounced pronunciation. Let's bring them in.
Oh, man.
Louisa Ladavici. You know her as the Flute Plane Dynamo / co-host on the East Side Dave Show. Bum, 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 bum. We still need to get him on. He's also a great model. And here with us, Brian McCarthy, one of our favorites. He is the co-host of Misery Loves Company podcast and a little thing called Burning Bridges. Was someone, help me with this pronunciation, Kuvin Brunin?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Kav Bromblom? Forget who the other host is.
It's the umlaut you're forgetting
Brunin
about.
Brunin Kavanu. Uh-huh. I don't know, but Brian McCarthy's on it. He's the only person you need to watch.
Thank you.
And the one, the only, Keanu Thompson. Wow. She is a New York City-based comedian and the co-host of the aforementioned, did I pronounce the aforementioned correctly, This Week in Sex podcast, of which Gino was completely edited out of.
No, he wasn't. It was wild.
He should have been, is my point.
Then there'd be no episode.
Yes.
Just him screaming.
What do you do?
Oh, my God.
He got wasted.
Oh. I brought Jameson because I thought that's what we do.
Brian, help yourself. Ben. I know Brian will
You know what? Can I ask a booth? A fan brought little bottles of Pinot Grigio, like you're flying Southwest.
I prefer to call it Pinot Grigio.
I love an airplane bottle.
I would have an airplane bottle. I would have, if you don't mind, I'm happy to get it myself, but there should be two in there, but the way this place drinks. So
well, I prefer water.
God bless you, you little liar. Now, before we get to anything, I have to ask Brian this. What the fuck were you thinking? This guy got Stacey Pressman to babysit his kids. First of all, Brian, thoughts and prayers if your kids are dead. Thoughts and prayers. Are they still alive? Okay, got it.
Coma.
Did Stacey crush him, like in The Sopranos with the dog?
Oh, boy.
No, Stacey did a great job. I let her... I said, you can have two popsicles out of the refrigerator. And no, she was great. I mean, I gave her a credit card and I ordered sushi for the kids.
God. Well, you gave her a credit card? What are you doing?
It was a Discover card.
Oh, all right. Oh, there you go. Right. Boyfriend does Discover.
Percent cash back.
Thank you for supporting my future.
Yeah, no, thank you. By the way, Joanne, if I want to just jump tracks for one second.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm Bill. That's me right there. He's half blind.
Lower half. I feel it. I just want to say I feel it. And I appreciate it, and I'm sorry we can't act on it, but I feel it.
Oh, boy.
I'm saying, I'm sorry, married.
All right.
You know, I'm just saying, I feel the energy.
I thought I was a great actress, and I was hiding it, but yeah. I guess not.
You can almost smell it. It's like when you go away for the weekend, and you leave your refrigerator open a little bit, you know, it kind of smells like wet vegetables. So I'm just saying, I'm flattered by it, and no one would blame you.
Well, here's the thing. I, once again, did not shower this morning. I wanted to leave that stank on for you.
Yeah. It's like rotten cabbage.
Yes.
I'm into it. I'm into it, but I'm not, I can't.
That's my Ukrainian
side. It'll never happen, and I'm sorry. If my wife dies with something, then we can totally visit it.
He's like a creepy daredevil, ladies and gentlemen. The senses are heightened, and Joanne is accepting it.
Exactly.
Yes.
Thank you. My little bottle's here. Gross. It's ridiculous.
Oh, man. Well, you guys, I am glad that we've got All-Stars on for the rest of this week, which is just today. We don't have Fridays. We'll get right into it. This one, a little depressing, but yeah, I feel like it's a talker. Trump talked to a guy that was the opposite of living. He's dying. Jay Barrett, who has cystic fibrosis, left the hospital to begin, here's a word that I can't pronounce, palliative care?
Palliative.
Palliative. God, I'm the worst.
Palliative.
At his sister's.
Just raise your hand.
Yeah.
Loudest.
Stacey Pressman should babysit me. At his sister's home last week and asked for some sort of contact with the president before he dies. His super liberal sister went on his social media to make it happen. It finally got to our president because it was positive and he likes that. And quote unquote from the sister in question, Mr. President, this is what he said to the president. Mr. President, through thick and thin, you know there's been a lot of thicks and there's been a lot of thins. I support you. To which Trump replied, actually,
not.
You know what? I've never heard your Trump impression. You could do Trump's line. This is what he said back. And that.
Oh. You're my kind of man, Jay.
Terrible. Terrible.
It's like he's in the room.
Great. I'm very proud of you. I'll talk to you again, Jay, okay? You keep that fight going. Who am I? We both fight.
It sounds like they're working on a Camaro in a garage together. And,
what?
Yeah, and he is... he's,
this is why I could never be on SNL. I cannot do impersonating.
No, I kind of liked it.
Do you want to hear mine? Life. Terrible.
Yes. It
worse. Probably worse. Okay, let me.
Yeah. You read
it's the lower one.
Lower.
I like how you need copy for this.
The lower one.
I didn't memorize it.
You're my kind of man, Jay.
What?
I'm very proud of you. I'll talk to you again, Jay, okay? Keep that fight going. We both fight.
No.
All right, go. Listen,
you suddenly turned into like a grandmother.
That sounded like Trump if he got hit by a semi.
You gotta have a folks in there. Listen, okay, folks. You're my kind of man, Jay. Okay.
Okay.
I'm very, very, very proud of you, Trump. I'll talk to you again. Okay, Jay. Okay. That's
not bad.
Wow.
That's actually the best.
I'd give you the copy,
Trump,
Brian, but you can't see it.
You can't.
Want to
give it a go?
I want to try.
All right, go for it.
But it's sort of a. I have to obviously freeze
improv.
Improvise. Well, I did do a 2-week class at the Learning Annex, so let me give this a whirl.
Oh my God. You're my kind of man, Jay.
You're my kind of man,
it's
Jay.
Not for nothing.
Okay.
You're my kind of man, Jay. You're going to make a living. You're going to do good. You're going to fight it. You're going to fight it.
You all know the president.
Jackie Mason as president?
No. Who's, why am I blanking? Seinfeld.
When? Not for nothing. We can never have it together.
What is that?
This Costanza? Love will be unrequited.
George Costanza?
George Costanza. That was a George Costanza impersonation.
Doing
Trump.
That was George Costanza.
Doing Jackie Mason, doing Donald Trump.
Joanne, I can feel it from your loins, but it's not going to happen.
What on earth?
I do what I can do.
Trump said that to Jay.
But
so that is George Costanza's dad. Is it not? Yeah, a little bit.
I thought it was Abe Lincoln. I'm all over the place.
Apparently he had a very high voice.
Exactly. I freed the who?
Yes. You're a disgrace, man.
Oh,
I'm running around everywhere now. What the heck can I do? I'm such a schmuck. Let's go to a play. It'll be better.
So, all right, Brian, I'll go to you first. Like, was this something that nice that Trump did, or the only reason he did it is because the guy liked him and it made him look like he had something definitely in a heart?
I literally just walking over here, I actually listened to this on the radio, him, the conversation I had with the guy, and the guy at one point, he goes, I'm going to vote for you in 2020. Trump goes, you better. So I was kind of like, I don't know. Like, I think Trump likes to be liked, and his approval ratings are way down. I know, right? I'm a genius. Real pundit I am. But it was a nice thing. What does he do? It takes a minute to call some guy?
No, you're right.
Isn't cystic fibrosis, too, where your lungs harden?
No. They don't work. I got a friend with it. You have to get a double lung replacement. Yeah, I know. Yeah, he's dying too. They create mucus that like goes all over your body and then it attacks all your other organs.
I get some mucus.
You got to have them removed.
That's some mucus that goes over your body.
Twice in 1 week, Brian.
I'm writing all these lines down. This is what's gonna get me lit.
How many showers are you taking this week, Keith? I have to shower like right after Brian every time.
Good shower.
Twice in 1 week,
never
I am
clean.
A lucky girl.
And your shower is like in the crying game. You're in the fetal position, just sort of weeping.
It's emotional.
Louisa, the thing that stuck out with me is that even with this motherfucker dying, Trump makes it about him.
Yeah.
Like,
at the end of it, he's just like, you know what? You're a fighter. But here's the other thing.
You're a fighter.
But we're both fighters. Like, he brings it back to him.
We're both fighters.
This guy's died.
Nobody knows cystic fibrosis.
That's the best part about
him. I know.
To be honest with you, I don't care what anybody says. He is the most... He's a fucking stand-up comedian, I swear.
Yeah.
He's a great entertainer.
He goes off script. He goes off script.
No, he's the best. I mean, for that. Everything else, shit. But for that, best. You know what I mean? And that's all that that's all that I mean.
Yeah, it's the kind of shit that looks that you would have if you had a lot of carrots. That's what it would look like.
Orange shit? Wait, would it be orange?
Of course it would be orange. I just assume. With all the self-tanner and the dye.
Can't get the under eyes, though, for some reason. Just can't.
Yeah, no kidding. That's why I think it's a tan.
It's called highlight. Girl, you need to highlight the eyes.
Do you think he self-tans or does somebody spray him
Someone
down?
Someone said that he has a tanning bed in his bedroom.
But that's
in
not... You wouldn't look
yeah,
like that.
That's
not the resulting color of light.
Okay.
Yeah.
I believe that's the color of makeup. He might also use a tanning bed, but I think that he applies a makeup. as well.
But like those eyes thing, to your
point,
there's white here and that's like tanning bed, I think.
He needs to conceal the bags. The level of bag.
You think.
The level of bag.
I hate the fact that I know this, but there was like one of those many tell-alls about Trump that came out recently. Ivanka, his sister wife slash daughter, she told a friend that he... The reason his hair looks like that is he has some sort of just for men thing that you do in the sink. But you're supposed to like let it, for some reason, you're supposed to like let it wait a while and then do it again. And he's so impatient and has so much ADD that he won't wait. And that's why it looks like a carrot. Because like he just can't be bothered. Oh. So it has that sort of consistency to it. And that's why he looks that way.
Something's going on.
You're welcome, America.
You're welcome.
You know, when I'm chatting with my girlfriend, that's the kind of stuff I talk about. Yeah. I don't believe any stories like that. I'm like, good for you for thinking you've come up with a solution. But the whole rumor of, well, they were out to brunch and they just started talking about her father's hair. Like,
I'm going to buy it because I am simple of mind.
I would pay money to not ever have to talk about your hair.
I like your hair.
You know, oh, God, no.
He has a nice head of hair for a guy's age.
No.
Thank you.
A little unkempt.
See, that's the other thing. Keanu's nice to me.
I see where you
Keanu is nice to me.
Bill. I see where the pillow
that's
created
fun.
Contact.
She's the person that has, like, sheet marks on her face. Oh,
That's a real issue.
Yeah.
And also, by the way,
I'm a deep sleeper.
It's not a pillow. It's a sofa cushion.
Oh.
And by the way, that is accurate. Yeah, so unfortunately. That cut like a knife.
I like that lifestyle.
Marks in the
ka-ching.
Bedroom.
At this point, any type of Trump anecdote are you sick of?
Well, here's
are you
the thing.
Done talking
he
about him?
Does.
We don't talk about Trump that much.
He does do some nice things like this. I think it was a few years ago, again, right before the election, when there was a story about there was a woman and he helped her pay for her son's like medical expenses or education. There was something that happened where he paid.
That's because he sexually assaulted her and that was him paying.
Not necessarily, but I think it was actually someone from the pageant world, and that's why I heard about this story.
Of course, yeah.
Ding, 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 ding. Yeah.
Okay, you are bastardizing a very nice story that seems to be perfectly harmless, allegedly, but still, I do think that he does do some nice things like this, but people don't care about it as much as they care about the sort of shitty or lame stories of things that he does. But again, like you said, it takes, 5 minutes to, like, call someone on the phone and have a conversation, so it's not a big deal for him.
No.
But it is a big deal for this dying man. How sweet.
And maybe he'll live long enough.
President Trump, I want you to call me, okay? Can you please give me a call if you hear this? Because I want to talk to you. I'm still alive. I hopefully won't die soon, but I just want to talk to you.
And if Aaron Berg were here right now, that would happen. Yeah. I've heard Aaron Berg's Trump impression. I'm assuming
President
it's
Trump,
awful.
If you hear me, please call me.
Joanne, to your
Find
story,
yep.
That pageant thing, I've actually heard that same story.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you right now, Miss Arkansas is a lying cunt.
What are you? I knew it was going to go there.
Dun,
I knew it.
Dun.
Sorry. It had to be said. Somebody had to say it.
All right.
Miss Arkansas.
Miss New Hampshire, by the way, is a goer.
Wait.
Like in bed?
Yeah, yeah. She's good.
Oh, I thought you meant to go her to the cops.
Right. Well, she's got a little heavy. Her nickname should be Live Free or Diet.
Oh, God.
Oh, my.
I don't even know that that's the New Hampshire slogan.
I am trying to think about the thicker states. Yeah, it's a lot of New England. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
She's backstage having pancakes, waiting
she
to go on.
She could be a duddy, but I like it nonetheless.
Sure.
Sporty woman.
Okay, apparently, sporty women are likely to have more sexual partners.
True. Because you're hotter.
No.
You're sporty. Because
your
Kegels are fucking done twice a day. Your pussy is tight as shit. And your clit's on fire. You just need a
rub. By the way, that's a bad thing if it's on fire.
I mean, like,
John's into it.
Yeah, yeah.
So this study looked at almost 7,000 men and women aged 50 and over.
Uh-huh.
And asked them how many partners they had over their lifetime. Those who were active at least once a week were 73% more likely to have at least 10 partners compared with those who were less active. Researchers said that taking part in sports might increase opportunities for social interaction, increasing the number of potential sexual partners one might meet. Gay men and women more likely to have higher numbers of sexual partners compared with straight participants.
Jesus.
84% of gay men said they had slept with at least 10 partners. 33% of bisexual men.
Time that by 20.
I know.
The findings were self-reported with double standards about women's sexual behavior, and the fact that men were more likely than women to talk about sexual conquests likely explains some of the differences in their results. I think that there are so many other factors besides...
You're like, sporty, you're playing...
Being sporty, yeah, it's right. Going to the gym. But also, you know, 10 sexual partners, is it because they're not in a relationship?
Right.
There could be sporty people who are in a relationship who are... have less partners but more frequent sex.
What does sporty mean? Like fit? I mean,
fit.
You know, if you're like a slob couch potato, you're going to get laid less often. Like it's just.
And also there are women who just wear the Lululemon and don't actually work out. Are they sporty?
I've seen a lot of women in the old yoga pants. I'm like, you're not doing yoga.
And it's also not fair because did they go to college? If you're in a, you know, a university played sport somewhere, you're going to fuck each other because that's just what people do.
Is that sporty?
She's got a gold tooth. I loved her.
Isn't it a fun fact that she is bisexual?
Oh, surprise, surprise.
Yeah, I thought she was.
Every Spice Girl.
Or one of the Spice Girls, I believe.
It's got to be sporty. If one's gay, it's her. Yeah,
she...
It's evident in the, if you want to be my lover, you've got to get with my friend. Making love forever. Friendship never ends.
Wow. Yes. So,
for the win.
Yeah, you said a good one. Oh, my God. It took
Garrett,
2 days.
Garrett, before we get to our panel's thoughts on this, and I do believe they have some, let's take a look at some of the sporty girls that were in the survey.
Holy shit.
We watch.
Bloopers.
Oh, no kidding.
Oh, Brian, you poor
thing. I had a trainer who went viral with one of her videos because she fell down in the gym.
Why are we doing? Why are we doing this?
God, you have to look at the people surveyed.
No. I mean, like.
Oh, that's a broken arm. Okay. Yeah.
Oh,
broken neck.
Oh, I don't want to watch.
Oh no. Good for her. Getting rid of those Asian stereotypes.
Worry about like dislocating his shoulders.
Yeah.
I can't.
Oh.
Can't watch these.
Yeah, I would have sex with all of them.
Oh my God.
Oh, that's broken.
Dude, if it gets worse, I can't watch this.
What's going on?
That's not real. No way that's real.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
No. Not watching this.
Okay. That's broken.
I'm done.
I would get up from my seat, but only if it's a prolapsed anus.
Oh, God.
We were close to getting to that.
Well, just wait for our segment, Rosebudding.
Yay!
I love the fact that you know what that means.
I read an article once, and I wish I had, and it stuck with me forever.
It's where, like, your asshole pops out of your butt, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Gives you a kiss.
No, Rosebud, yeah.
Also, the sled from Orson Welles' movie.
Kiana's like,
alert.
Let me tell you about Rosebud.
I'll tell you something about that.
Well, now,
anal, huh?
Keanu, is it because women are working out and so they're feeling confident about themselves, or is it because of the endorphin rush that comes from working
you're
out?
Feeling confident.
And then you bring that home and you just have sex more often because of the endorphin rush.
People fuck in the gym, too. If you're at the gym all the time, don't
men
people always get... Yeah, but women, too. And you're feeling more confident, of course. Nobody, if I...
Yeah, so this is a duddy.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's and Kegels. I'm doing them right now.
Me too.
That is why
all the
we're
women
selling
doing
all
Kegels
these chairs on
hands.
eBay after the show.
Asshole Kegels right now. Oh, yeah.
Isn't asshole Kegel a thing?
You can do that.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Wait, hold on. I'm doing it right now.
Just try it. You can do it. Totally.
Do it.
All right, everyone, right now, clench.
And release.
Is there any way we could get some sort of ad tie-in with this? There's got to be some sort of Kegel thing out there.
Yeah, I go to the most ghetto New York sports club, I think, in the entire city. It's in Park Slope. And
Park Slope's nice.
It's down Fifth Avenue and 9th Street. For some reason, it's like a really bad. It's just like machines are broken. A lot of the mirrors are cracked. The speakers are blown out. It's like $10 a month. I have a trainer.
Knowing your eyes, it's probably YMCA, and you just think it's New York sports club.
Is it a pet store? Am I in a pet store?
Am I in a pet store?
Is this a pet
Who
store?
Who keeps licking my leg?
But everyone that works there is black or Hispanic, and there's this woman who works at the front desk, and I go 3 days a week, and I've been going for a while now, but she's really comfortable with me because I joke around a lot, and she goes, "You want to hear something crazy?"
Oh, no.
I said, "What?" She goes, I can't use the N word, but she used the N word, and she goes, "Four of them jerking themselves off in a shower. We caught them."
Absolutely, New York Sports Club. That happens all the fucking time. I complain when that happens because. look, I love my gay friends, but don't fuck in my showers. And I've caught guys doing that all the time. We have signs in New York Sports Club that say no inappropriate activity in the sauna. Because they jerk each other off in the sauna all the time.
If you go in a steam room, though, you got to sort of expect shenanigans. It's a little bit, it's like going to Disney World and being like, oh, this food is fried.
I thought you were going to be like, wait, there are kids here?
So,
this is why I never shower at the gym, ever.
Well, I have two showers.
I wait till I get home.
Yeah, women are not predators like guys are. Women are not going to attack you in an all-woman shower. But if they do, speak slowly.
And I just remember, like, guys will just be totally naked. And they're like, I'm not comfortable being naked, really.
Me neither.
Even, like, in a dark room. But there's guys, I remember I was at an Equinox years ago. There was a guy shaving his balls in the shower.
Oh.
And he kept, like, the thing open. I'm like, dude, like, really?
Yeah, at least close it. At least fucking close it.
There's a guy shaving his balls right here on the couch the other freaking week. I don't know.
See, this is why Eastside Dave is more R-rated than we are.
How do you shave balls?
By the way, I have sat on that couch many times, and now I will.
Right. Dude, after I saw this video, I was like, wait a second. That's very close to
Do you shave your balls, Brian?
Do I shave mine?
Yeah.
Oh.
How do you do it?
You gotta get,
like, stretch them out and, like...
You can stretch them out, yes.
I've read it's not that hard.
I'm really hot, really soapy, fresh blade. Yeah, you could, my cousin's gay. I ask him all this kind of stuff. You can.
First of all, I'm not your cousin, and I told you that was private.
We role play.
Louisa, so wait, why do you not shower at the gym? Because you're worried girls are going to, like, hit on you, or?
No, absolutely not. It's more just like, you know, so HPV, right? Human papillomavirus. It's not.
I'm aware of what it is.
Well, I'm saying it's not just. No. It's not. It's just a generic term. You can have multiple strains, like 120 plus strains. So any kind of wart that you get anywhere, it could be on your feet, it could be whatever, and it's usually, you can contract it like at pools.
Is that true?
Yes, it's very true.
No.
And you can get that in showers, at the gym, like communal stuff. So typically, I would say never go barefoot, ever, if you want to use a communal
for me.
I do that all the time.
But it's true. You can get it. It's a possibility that you can get HPV, which is just a wart anywhere on your body.
Well, if you already have it, I guess you're not going to go away.
No, there's different strains. You can have multiple strains of HPV.
That's true. There is a strain where you get warts, and then there is another strain where you can just get cervical cancer.
Yeah, right.
Yay. Woof, okay.
Well, doesn't, like, everyone kind of have it?
Yeah.
Like, is that, like, so rampant? Yeah.
I think they say 80% of women.
Yeah.
No way I don't have multiple strains of that. And probably other things, too.
I have it. I gave it to my wife. I have it.
Yeah. Actually, yes, and men are the perpetrators.
Wait, you are the real romantic.
I know.
Yeah, we are carriers, but, like, I...
Or you know.
Right.
Yeah.
But I
and there's no test. The craziest part is that to date.
Yeah.
I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, audience, but no test.
There's, like, no blood test.
No test.
Which is ridiculous, but you can get, there is a prevention that you can give kids now that a lot of people won't
get. Gardasil and whatever.
Get the vaccine and still get it.
Really?
The vaccine? Because there's so many strains of it. That's why.
Actually, sorry.
There's only four known. Like, scientifically,
I think that if, even though everyone has it, I dated a girl that had it and I did not know. And I think you do, even though everyone has it, you gotta tell the person. She never told me.
Yeah.
And even though everyone has it, I think that's
a I've told guys, and guys are like, I don't care. And I'm like,
well, yeah, we don't care. Yeah, we don't
actually
care.
I made a mistake. I gave my wife HIV. I'm sorry.
Oh.
Go back
again, I wasn't
just
your wife.
One letter off.
Just don't spit on me.
You know, I was at the bachelor party in Johannesburg. You know, it happens. Rubbers are for fags.
And the other, and like, she's heard me say this before. The other fucking thing I hate, aside from the fact that there's so much dude on dude sex in New York sports clubs, is the older guys blow drying their pubic hair.
Yeah.
That is
what?
A fucking
thing.
Oh, pain.
Wait,
that
hold
is
on.
An absolute thing.
Hold on. I'm about to totally be on board with this because I blow dry my cooch after a shower. It is the best.
Why?
It is what, girl? You've never done that?
Oh, my God.
Are you serious? I did not know this was a female thing.
Take a blow dryer straight to your coochie.
I am on board with that. And then the worst, is then when you are staying at a significant other's or someone's and, like, you've showered. And you feel weird doing it, I will find, like, a magazine.
No, I don't go that far.
Because it just, honestly, to then be, like, so totally dry and, like, putting on new clothes, you feel like a new person.
I'm going to go home and do it right now.
Yeah, but if you don't, like,
the cool setting.
Oh.
No. Well, Roy, less
you don't want to have any damage.
Oh, you guys have hair in your
vaginas? Listen, it's to your preference.
It's take a straightener to it. I don't know.
You guys have hair in your vaginas?
Huh?
You have hair in your vagina?
It's not to dry.
It's not to dry the hair. It's just the feel. Like,
I'm a weirdo.
We're all bald,
you know,
right?
Like,
hair dryer.
Towel dry. It's like towel drying, but you still have the moisture there.
Yeah, you sure do.
So it's just getting rid of the moisture.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And it's the best.
Only to have it visit you again.
I'm learning something new here.
I had no idea.
I've been blow drying my cooch since college, bitches.
I have to do this.
I fully support this. This is great. I like hearing this. But it's not good when guys do it. And it's always, there's a median age. It's like anyone over 65 fucking blow dry their pubic hair. And they got these like old ass dude bushes. It's like more hair than dick. And like, I've gotten to the point where I'll be in the locker room. And this is as much of a protest as I can do. I just go, to kind of illustrate, like, I'm not happy about this and you should stop doing it. But that's all I can say. Like, I just go by and I'm like,
and they're like,
not what it's for.
There's that
not
guy with for. Tourette's again.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm going to blow dry more to stay away from that guy from the Tourette's.
Have you guys ever seen my impression of an Amish hairdryer?
Oh, boy.
They don't use electronics, you guys.
Got it.
Yeah. They got it. They're just
are you dry yet?
That is so funny.
Oh, boy.
Man. I love how we went from 40 women having sex to blow drying.
Yeah, talk about a good blow job.
I feel it, Joanne.
You're welcome.
Have you guys ever gone to Spa Castle in Queens?
No,
you know what I'm talking about?
I've heard about it.
It's in College Point, Queens.
I heard you get HPV there.
Yeah, you
apparently
you
everywhere.
Get HPV everywhere. You sit in a seat, I'm getting HPV.
I don't go there, no.
Somebody's working real hard to not contract HPV.
A little kid died there like a couple years ago, so I haven't been there since then. I mean, you know.
Worse than HPV.
I had an erection in the pool. I watched a kid drown. And then I'm a weirdo. But no, but when you go to it's a lot of Koreans go there, and they do this thing where they have these little stools in the dressing. I had full vision back then, and they sit in these little stools, and they have extra long cords because they dry their pubic hair. Because they don't cut Asian.
What?
Yeah. We've actually talked about this on Burning Bridges, believe it or not. But on a very special Burning Bridges.
Asian Bridges by talking about.
Hero. So anyway, hi. But I walked into the room, and these like Asian guys are sitting there drying their pubes because they're long straight. Garrett, can we please?
Is that true.
Garrett, can we please get a shot of some Asian pubic hair? Please, not the.
It's like straight.
I know it's your show. I'm sorry. I hate when the guests like ask this stuff.
No, no, please. Like, you're in a play. Come on.
It's just that we already did this on Tuesday. I feel like this is kind of repetitive.
It's like it's a rerun.
More Asian.
Your hair is long and straight, and so they have to dry it. Unlike you guys, who are just blow drying.
My hair is short and straight.
But I mean,
pussy hair.
Your pussy hair is short and straight.
It's like trimmed.
Oh, I'm bald. Are you bald?
Yeah, I'm bald.
Sometimes I'm bald. I go between
guys,
bald
we
and
are trying to do.
Call that a Patrick Stewart.
If you're looking to fix that.
Yeah. Engage.
Oh, no.
No. Yeah. All right, because he called for it doesn't mean we need to show it.
That's way too long.
I love that you're like watching people get compound fractures.
It looks like. Are you sure that's not Mr. T?
Is that a weird question? Yeah, what part of the body?
Yeah, what is it?
The pubes.
No, I think that's somebody's ass.
That's an ass.
Oh, ew, that's the ass.
That is absolutely.
No.
That's the ass.
It's a vagina, which looks like a little miniature
ass.
There's an Asian butt.
Vaginas
no, but you
look
at
like
it.
Asses.
It's a woman laying this way, and then her pubes. You know what I mean? Her legs.
I think it's a little Asian man, about to get dicked down, on his stomach.
No, that's no ass hair.
What if this is actually a forest? what if we pulled out and it's actually like?
Now, can I ask the girls a question, please?
Yeah, oh, creeper.
I'm a dude.
Creeper,
yeah. Oh, sorry. You're,
R. R. Kelly.
Don't worry. Do you mind a hairy ass? Is that gross for you?
I mean,
you don't care.
That's a good question.
I guess if you participate in butt play, then yeah, you would care. But since I'm saving that for marriage.
Yes.
Whatever.
She's a real lady.
Your ass, not his ass. Or wait, his ass.
His ass? I don't care if it's hairy.
Participating in, he's asking, do you mind butt hair on men?
Yeah, again, I don't participate in butt play. Either
I mean, if you're having sex with somebody and they have a hairy ass, would you be like, ugh.
No, drunk enough,
yeah, but
who
you
cares?
Still see a butt. Like, you're still going to see
me. If the guy I was dating was so into removing the hair from his asshole, I think I'd have more of an issue with that. Yeah, of like him wanting a clean as a whistle asshole.
Every guy I've ever rimmed had a hairy ass.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a problem.
No.
Why don't they at the very least shave? I guess you can't shave.
You can't really shave. No. Also, yeah, I would be concerned if it was like clean as a whistle.
Well,
like, what are you doing? Yeah, like, it's okay.
But I've heard.
Hey, it's not gay if you haven't gone through puberty yet. Some of us are just not hairy people, all right?
Every little boy
I've
ever
rimmed. I'm on the opposite end of the spectrum. You guys maybe like it. I don't like it. And I've actually known guys. Yeah, I've known guys to want to shave it because, you know, just for when they take a shit, you don't want it to linger in like the hair and shit. So it's actually uncomfortable for them. From what I know. I mean,
No.
And I don't like it. I don't like it.
Come on.
I don't want to hijack the show, but I would really like to show you guys my ass.
No. Oh, come on.
I won't.
If it's as hairy as the rest of you, I think we know.
It's long.
There's been at least two shows where Brian's had his shirt off.
No.
And he sits right next to you and sweats and touches you. It's awful.
I requested that.
It's too early.
I look like Chewbacca going through chemotherapy.
Oh, my God.
That's how I describe my facial hair.
You grow a beard?
No. I do the Homer Simpson. I can't grow sideburns, can't grow anything. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's terrible. And my facial hair is thinning. My eyebrows are thinning. My facial hair is getting less and less so as I get older. Getting less hairy.
Maybe you're just getting more and more unhealthy.
There's that. Yeah.
Unkempt.
Look, aren't you praying for my death? Keep letting me drink.
No, I mean, then...
Notice how I didn't answer.
Yeah, right.
She wants me long gone.
Awkward silence, party of two. Thank you very much. By the window, please.
Original name for the show.
Exactly. That'd be great.
Well, we have...
I like this one, actually.
You want to do that one?
Yeah.
Let's do it. And we have video, I think.
Speaking of hairy men, I guess, I don't know, he's kind of losing the hair
more
on his head.
More fat than hairy.
Guys, Mario Batali. Ugh.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Remember a year ago, he was accused of groping women at the Spotted Pig in this private room.
Ironic.
Apparently, those charges were either dropped or dismissed. However, he has finally surrendered all restaurants following sexual assault allegations.
Cool.
So while he wasn't involved in the restaurants anymore, he was still profiting from it because he owned shares in them or had stock in them. Finally got rid of those. I believe there were 26 restaurants that he was a part of. Yeah. He also had Steak in Eataly, which is they're now expanding all over the country.
Can they drop their prices, please? Too expensive.
I know, right?
I'll take it.
I think we have some video of one of the chicks he manhandled.
Ooh, I like a good manhandling.
I'm going to put him like this. I'm going to take this.
Look at that!
Here.
Look at that chick!
And I'm just gonna stuff this.
Look what he's doing!
How have you turned into Brian McCarthy?
There you go.
He's fisting her.
You're right. Yeah. He's fisting
pushing him in just
that
like this.
Chickadee, and I'm
not. Oh my God!
Imagine fisting.
If you're trying a dead animal, be considered me too. That is happening.
When you carve into it,
now Brian, since you can't see, he deboned this chicken. He is now stuffing it
with deviled egg,
with hard boiled eggs and ground meat. He's now bondage. He's tying up.
We have a halfway house for this chicken. This chicken has got. I feel so bad. We need to create awareness for this.
I know him. We know each other.
Oh, really? All right.
Birds of a feather.
You know him.
Hey,
do you know him?
Fuck chicken. Yeah. So, like, I mean, I'm a lot older than, well, I think Bill's probably good because you and Aaron are the same age.
Bill probably got 10 years on you.
But, back in 1990.
I'm 80.
Right. 90, 91, 92, I worked and then I sold drugs at a place called Cafe Tabac.
Thank you for that, by the way.
Thank you. You're welcome. You sold me $80.
I know.
On 9th Street. And Mario Batali was the chef at the restaurant.
Oh.
And I was in the kitchen and I
know everyone.
I cook. So, like, I ran food. I was supposed to cold side. I made salads and whatever. Yeah. And the reason why Mario Batali is so successful is because the daughter of the people that owned Coach, the leather company, she created Coach Farm goat cheese. Those little 4-ounce, like, cylinders of goat cheese you see everywhere.
Oh, sure.
And back in the early 90s, there were, like, some ubiquitous menu items, like roasted beets and goat cheese salad, calamari. Mm-hmm. So she would go around to restaurants to get them to sell goat cheese. So she met him. He's from Seattle. And then he and I worked in the kitchen together for, like, a year. And then I would fucking run into him. I lived in L.A. for 4 years. I ran into him in
You ran into
fuck
him.
Fuck him. I sucked that little red pig dick is. I sold him coke.
By the way, that's exactly what it looks
also,
like.
Also, why do I feel like you have seen it?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
But he was always so funny because he was always so cheap. Like, I would sell cocaine and, you know.
To him?
Oh, you knew plenty of people back then, Bill. You were fine. Don't worry. Like, I'd be your fourth call. And
can I buy a new nose?
Oh, no.
It's not what he asked for.
Oh, good one. Good one.
So, thank you, honey. Oh, I feel it. So anyway, but no, I know, man. I'm getting it. I just can't.
I'm making eye contact, but you can't tell.
I was looking at her back. But yeah, anyway, it's the kind of thing where
I like it when you have sleep.
I see him all over. I'd see him in L.A. I saw him in Miami. I saw him in New York. And so he was really, and this is allegedly, he was really into Freebase, which I never knew him to be into. But and he was always really pervy. And it was funny. I was such an idiot. I was 18 years old. I went to NYU. I was a little kid. And he would say to me, he would go, I'm going to open the hottest restaurant in New York. And he'd be like covered in like fucking, you know, balsamic
sauce.
Vinegar.
Yeah.
He's gross.
Marinara.
Yeah.
He wears fucking Crocs and
Crouton.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
And I'd be like, you're full of shit. You're from Seattle. You're a big oofah. You're nobody. Come on. Get out of here. And then, you know, and then became this big guy, but he turned into a big deal. And then the last time we saw each other, well, actually, not the last time, but remember the, who's the guy that hosts the, Carson Daly? I used to do the warm-up for Carson Daly's show.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm so sorry.
I know, right? And he was doing some show at NBC, and I went in to see, I walked by like a dressing room, and I see him in there. I go to walk in. You would have thought it was like the Sultan of Brunei was in there, like the security was there. And he's sitting there in his fucking Crocs and his stained shorts. And I'm like, really, Mario? He goes, oh, Brian. And we came and we talked. And that was it.
But you both came.
You know what the cartoon equivalent of Mario is? Can we Google cartoon guy from The Simpsons? Like, that's him.
Yes.
Comic book guy.
Right.
Cartoon.
Luiso, why do you think that we, like, treat chefs like celebrities? Like, why do we hold them to such a high standard? Like,
Gordon
from working in
like
restaurants, you know that, like, chefs are the worst people in the world.
Yeah.
They're,
typically
like,
they are.
Temperamental. They consider themselves artists, but they are usually not very personable.
I like them because they're mean and they drink all day. Yeah. I like chefs. I don't know.
Yeah, they drink all day. That's
very
sure.
Oh, my God.
That is Mario Batali, as is seen as comic book guy in The Simpsons. That is him. Right. And he dresses like that.
He does.
Okay, not to hijack the show, but you know the chef.
You already have.
Todd English. You know Todd English?
No.
I've heard of him.
He had Olives in Union Square at the W, and he's a big deal chef. Do you want to see the greatest picture of a chef ever? Garrett, if you could, Google. Obviously, yeah, right. Now, sorry, you got us. Todd English is about, I call him Handsome Frankenstein. We know each other, like we're friends, and so he's about 6'8". And if you could Google Todd English in a hot tub, two girls.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Now we have to see it.
And it's like a picture. He's in a hot tub. I think his arm is like this, and he's completely fucked up. He's in like a hot tub in Vegas with two girls looking at about 12 years old.
Oh no.
He's like this, and it's the picture that basically his PR people were like, we need to take her name off everything. So it was like, he sort of, it was before.
Really?
It was
I don't remember any of this.
It was like before Me Too. Yeah. He's a good looking guy. He's super nice. He's from Boston. Nice guy. But is it up?
Poor decision one day to
fuck
girls.
He was in some, like, you know.
So, like, was it, like, did he assault them?
No, he was just in a hot tub with these two. Is it up yet?
What's wrong with that?
Do you see it?
It's not up yet.
Okay, here,
what?
Wow.
They're like top
man's
dream. Look at the guys in the background.
They're like, who?
The guys in the background are the ones that posted the video.
Well, the one on the left literally looks scared. Then was in the middle.
The other one's faking, being like, what's happening here?
I feel so safe, I swear.
Wait, why did he get screwed over for that? I mean, it's a funny little picture.
He didn't really, but, you know, he was, like, involved with hotels, and now he's just in Asia now. Like, everything in...
of course he is. Thailand, probably, specifically.
Runaway.
He's just over there now, like, opening restaurants, and they don't really know.
This guy looks like a lot of fun.
Ryan, your stories are apparently causing some controversy because we have a very angry listener on the phone.
Uh-oh. Oh boy.
Who do we have here?
I'm sorry, Gino Bisconti, first time, long time.
Great.
I would have called in sooner, but it took me 20 minutes to wade through all the names McCarthy dropped in the last story. I was just calling because when I got off the subway, I put on the show as I often do, and I heard Bill say the word palliative. Palliative?
I corrected myself immediately after I said it.
That's a fancy word for hospice care, which is what your third grade English teacher must be in right now. Okay?
Wait, Gino, is that what your parents and your aunt were in?
No, they died of cancer, Joanne.
Oh, they're so dead. And here's the thing, Gino. Here's the thing about dead. That means they're never going to come back. They're gone. That's it. So long, Piscani family.
Aww.
Hello? No. You laugh. That's the whole thing with
That's
Gino's
the
dead
point.
Parents. Yes. Yeah, I have to remind people of that.
But yeah, it is interesting though. These chefs get into trouble. Even wasn't it Bobby Flay, yes. cheated on his wife?
Oh, yeah.
I guess because it's consensual. We're like, all right, that's fine. We'll still eat at your restaurants and watch you on TV. But yeah, if you allegedly grope someone,
it's just gross.
We have to dig.
He's not a hot chef. He's not like a hot chef.
That's another good point.
Yeah, he's a sweaty monster groping young women. Disgusting. Like
sweaty.
If you're a hot, mean, drunk chef, you could touch my ass.
Jermaine calls me a sweaty monster all the time. I don't know if I. I just
can't take the heat. Grope a girl.
I run out of time, but I'll do this one briefly. There was a lot of great quotes in this, but we don't have a lot of time. Basically, it was a study saying that more and more women are watching guy-on-guy porn. Don't like girl-on-girl porn because they feel it's from a male gaze. It's not what they want to see. And they don't like guy-on-girl porn because, again, it's porn made for men. Four men. And
I disagree.
So girls are watching gay porn, which, by the way, astounded me because obviously we like lesbian porn because we're guys. But I always thought girls were not into
it. I'm not into it.
I exclusively watch gangbang porn, which can get a little gay sometimes.
I do too.
Oh,
yeah, not exclusively though.
Yeah. Exclusively. Like,
I like the
DP. Yeah, I like that. Like just tons of dudes, one crying girl.
That's gay. That's a little gay.
Girl.
By the way, oh God, we have so much therapy. We need
I know, honestly. Yeah. Someone help me. Yeah, that's so no, I don't get the, I don't want to watch. This said she would watch like two emo boys making out.
Yes.
That's gross.
I like to make sex with. Oh, it's Elmo.
Well, that is my high school experience. Like I was
dating a lot of gay guys.
I was in love with gay men a few different times. So that's why I don't like watching gay porn because that's the life I'm not living. Like those are the boys I loved loving each other, and
it's not fair.
It's not a turn on for me because it's more a disappointment.
Well, the only girls that I ever knew that watched guy on guy porn were like gold star lesbians.
Oh.
Like they'd never even been with a guy, but they would admit to me that they watched their own, one porn that they watched was dude on dude, which blew my mind.
Well, right. I used to do a live show called Truth or Dare, where I would play Truth or Dare with a live audience at the Bowery Poetry
what
Club.
What celebrities here went
we
to
go.
That one?
Oh, well, listen,
yeah. Mario was there.
Gino's off the subway. I don't want to offend him. Horrible South Jersey accent. Stacey Pressman.
Bar. If you bash Gino, you're always on.
Yeah. Stacey Pressman said you're a horrible fuck, by the way. Just but anyway. Whatever. Parents died
don't
of
don't edit that out. Don't edit it out.
And I think your parents died of embarrassment.
Keep it in.
Anyway, so, but I would do a thing where I would, one of the dares was you have to watch gay porn, like as a straight guy. And I can tell you, I've had one gay experience. I did not care for it. I gave it a shot. Did not pan out.
Are you a bottom?
Honey, well, with this hairy ass, it wouldn't be. Exactly right.
I
went to Bahamas. I had it braided like Bo Derek's head.
Oh, God.
But we would take a TV out. And they would make them watch gay porn. I can tell you with authority, watching gay porn as a straight man is
rough stuff.
Terrifying.
It's fucking rough stuff.
I'd rather watch somebody slapping my kids in the face hard for an hour than watch a guy blow another guy.
It's
You're just
not,
like,
there's none of it's good.
Weirdly, it really identifies you. With your sexuality, you're like, what the fuck? Like,
right.
I just, you know, and it's always like two guys, like, and they act, and they're terrible actors, which is weird because gay people are into theater, but it's like some guy's like, can't believe we lost a game today, coach. Coach is like, yeah, you should come over here and suck my cock.
They're not always gay. They're gay for pay. They're like, a lot of straight dudes do gay porn.
Yeah, for sure.
And it's like a lot of money.
Oh, without a doubt.
That's called courage, people.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, no, that's commitment. Called being broke with a meth habit.
I was going to say, it's called
$200. That's what it's called. Right. Well, like Joshua is one of my Joshua McCarroll's on our show all the time. He's our homosexual strategist, has his own graphics. I would marry Joshua. How much I love him. I don't like penis. I I know there's a spectrum where we're all there somewhere like
Kinseyan spectrum.
Not that
Do
gay.
You even hate your own?
Yeah. A little bit.
That's why I beat you.
It's probably, so mad
it's
in
probably
love
nothing
room.
But pain.
Yeah.
But I would like gay marry Joshua when we're in our 70s, and that means it's a loveless marriage. Like that would be. I would marry him for that. But
okay, it's not weird.
Gay porn. Well, Aaron and Gina will have gay porn on a lot on their show, And, you know, she's sick of hearing this, but Joanne will come in, and she's so anesthetized to it that she'll have her yogurt and just eat it there and not even worry about it and just watch.
Yeah, I'm not
dick
like,
on
I'm
ass.
Not like disgusted by it. I'm just like, I'd rather not watch it.
I'm
borderline disgusted.
I'd also rather watch a guy fuck a guy in the ass and watch two guys make out.
Yes.
I'm like, what are you up to?
Oh, yeah. The facial.
No,
you have my gay friends. But.
Yeah. I have a gay friend of mine who's. Have you guys ever heard of bearding? You know what bearding is?
Oh, I know.
Oh, I want to know.
It's when you grow a giant beard and you rub your beard all over another guy's cock and balls. And you make them come.
Can we get Bronson Jones on line one? He'd be great for this.
Or Brody Stevens, too soon?
Did he have
right. He's really hung up about his sexuality.
Oh, woof.
I'm supporting this. I don't care.
Yeah, fuck it. So anyway, but yeah, no, it's the thing. Because I met this, my buddy's roommate, this gay guy, really effeminate, giant beard. And I was like, that's a really... big beard. Like, yeah. you're doubling down on that beard. And he's like, I'm into bearding. And I said, well, what is bearding? He's like, that's when I take my beard and I run over a guy's cock and
I feel like he was just fucking with you.
No. It's collaborated or correlated or whatever. He was with my roommate. He was like, yeah. He's like, I went in the living room once and he had his beard up his guy's asshole.
Well, and like,
I wonder, is that like when people have a new app, they're trying to make it a thing? Like,
yeah.
No, forcing it right. Bearding.
I wear white after Labor Day.
Oh, no.
Wait. By the way, is this a scene in Modern Family?
Oh my
God! That's just the guy in Modern Family.
And they're sweaty.
All right.
You're welcome.
That's East Side Dave.
Yeah.
Everyone.
Yeah, man. That's
what
Davey.
Are you kidding me right now?
East Side Dave.
The original
diets.
Beer.
Yeah. Oh, God.
You know what? He started the trend. All those.
Look at that. Look at his eyes rolling. Jesus.
Yeah, I feel hot.
Where was he? I have so many questions now.
This was on Ron Fez.
Oh, okay.
Fucking puke.
Yeah, well.
Lord. All right, let's bring it back. Well, actually, this had nothing to do with the story. But, you know, Joe likes a feminine dude. So as a result, she may or may not have dated some guys that ended up being gay. Does that happen with you, too? Have you had ex-boyfriends that ended up being gay?
I had one that ended up railing dudes.
Every girl does. Yeah.
No, I absolutely, I'm so far from that. I've never, ever.
You probably like hyper-masculine dudes, so therefore.
You know what? I'm so about masculinity that like even a shred of fucking like is done. I'm over. If you move your fucking wrist in a certain way and I catch that shit, I'm not dating you.
Let me tell you, if you swirl a wine glass in front of me,
yeah,
all bets are off. God. I'm into
it. You're wearing an ascot in front of Joanne. She's.
No, I just like dick. I don't care. So I don't know. I can't really.
I'm very choosy with my penis.
If this guy swirls his dick around.
Yeah.
No. Oh my God.
Even if his dick has got an ascot, you're in.
Actually, by the way, it's called an ass cock, by the way, just so you know. I own four of them.
Nice. You would.
I've had three lesbians that have fucked me to make sure that they're actually gay, and every time afterwards they've been
confirmed,
like, yep,
shit.
I'm gay. Like, as I'm like wiping my dick off, they're like, yep, oh, that was just
never again.
Exactly, yeah. Right. I'm like, well, I have to poop.
I've switched them.
Yeah,
I'll leave it
really out. Solidify why they're not into it.
Guys, this was as good as I knew it was going to be. So good that we went 8 minutes over.
Wow.
Brian, I'll start with you. Give us all your plugs, promotions, prescriptions.
I know it's old school. Just go to brianpmccarthy.com. It's all there. Click on shop. When you click on shop, if you want a t-shirt, go to Gay for Pay. In honor of Dr. Steve, we have a new t-shirt that says Fat Pad, because that's where your dick is, and when you lose weight, your dick gets bigger, apparently, which I can't. It's too big already, so I can't do it. But, yeah, just go there. That's it. Thank you. Thank you for having me. Thank you, everybody.
Of course, buddy. And the great thing about all this merchandise is it's all misspelled. Thanks, almost being blind. Louisa, what do you got?
Yes, well, you can catch me every Tuesday, 7 p.m. on the East Side Dave Show playing the flute.
So much more than that.
Yes, Flutesy on Twitter, FLUTESY. People still spell it wrong.
Whoa.
And
that's
then,
Brian. And come on, give him a little credit.
Luisa Models, LuisaModels on Instagram. It's an open page, so if you want to see all these fucking pictures of me, just go there.
She looks good on the Instagram. Oh, wait, there's something creepy there. edit that out, guys. Keep all the stuff about Brian making fun of Gino, but edit that out. Kiana, what do you got?
Listen to the Week in Sex podcast on all the platforms and follow
me. It's a great show.
Yeah, it's so fun. It's so fun. Luisa just did it, too.
Yes, I just did it.
Oh, wait, I haven't heard that one yet.
That's not out yet. Yeah, it was
all right.
Very fun, very fun.
That fucking place, man.
It's
Jesus.
Wild, yeah.
I want to go back.
I got hepatitis by going to that
place. We're all
going to
be Mitch
HPV. You see? You got the HPV.
Like, riddled with it. The Week in Sex on all the platforms, and follow me at Keanu C. Thompson on Instagram, Twitter, and whatever. Yeah.
Do it. Unfortunately, we always go back to Joe to bring it all back into place.
Okay. Oh, gosh.
Yeah, you got to think about this, huh?
This is just a gentle reminder, people. The gym, the locker room, is not your home. You could do an at-home workout, but you chose not to. You chose to go to the gym. You chose to shower at the gym. So don't treat it like your home. Be respectful of other people. Get in, get out. No hanky-panky.
And if you're 65, don't blow dry your pubes. We don't need to see it. Buy your own blow dryer. Do it at home, you creepy motherfuckers. And I'm talking to you, Brian.
Yay! Hey!
What's the